Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This evening we're going to have Mr. Vel Omar on joining us in just a few seconds on Miss Diamond's Hot Topics. Mr. Vel Omar, how are you?
I'm doing well, Miss Diamond. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. I am very, very pleased to have you on my show tonight as a guest. And I would like to start the show off by asking you to simply introduce yourself and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I sure will. My name is Vel Omar, and I was born in the South and grew up listening to gospel music, soul music, rhythm and blues, and all of the good stuff. I became interested in entertainment when I was in high school, of course, and from there I went on to and decided that I would make that my life, my life's work. I was into acting at first, and then once I saw that people would pay me more and quicker for singing, I decided I'd do that part of that form of entertainment, and so that's where I am right now. I'm doing my singing and professionally it's paying off a lot better than, of course, when I thought I wanted to be an actor.
What artists have you worked with?
I've worked with the person that really got me into this business and made me known. I would have to give credit to Mr. Brenton Wood, the Oogham Boogham man. The guy who does the song Give Me a Little Sign. And after that, I've worked with, on the same stage with the legendary James Brown and Miss Etta James. I've worked with a group from the past called the Robins, and also Brenda Holloway, and currently a lead singer with the Olympics, the legendary Olympics.
Yes, you have an extended history, and I mean, I think it's absolutely awesome. What inspired you to getting to all of this?
Well, I was sitting in class in the first year of high school, and I had a substitute teacher, and he was saying how great it was to be on television, and then was recounting his experiences. And it just sounded exciting to me. So I decided that, that's what I wanted to do. So I immediately became a member of the boys' chorus and the acapella choir and the drama club. and from there, it just took me to where I am. You know, it just got more interesting and more exciting the longer I stayed in it. And it just came really thrilling for me to do.
And if you were to be able to perform with anybody, any iconic artist that of your choice, who would that be?
Is that someone who is alive now, or someone who just generally?
Just generally.
Well, of course, the first person that I would love to be on the same stage with is my mentor, and that is Sam Cooke. And beyond that, I would just love to perform with any of the greats that are around today, even.
Well, that is absolutely
awesome. Some of them are still
up there. And who are some of your greatest influences?
Sam Cooke, number one. And then there's Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson. I need to think now. And Marvin Gaye, and on the female side, I would say my biggest influence and favorite is the legendary Miss Billie Holiday.
Oh wow, I love Billie Holiday.
Oh yeah,
I do. I must say so myself. And where have you toured?
Mainly throughout the United States, you know, New York, the South, all of the South, and performed in Chicago, and which is where I grew up mostly. I was born in Mississippi, and came to Chicago when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And so mainly in the States, I'm still waiting to get outside of the country to perform whenever and however that may happen.
All right. Do you have a current project that you're working on? And if so, when will that project be released?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in April the 19th, that we're going to be in New York, Long Island, New York, at the legendary doo-wop concert. These are all of the legendary performers who are still with us, most of who are the original groups. And some, like me, we came along and were recruited by the originals. So we will be doing that in April coming up. And also I'm preparing for a new CD, writing it in the writing stages now.
That's absolutely awesome. And who will be featuring on your new release?
On the new CD?
Yes.
Is that the question? Oh, well, I don't know. I'm going to try and use the same. I have a new CD out now. It's called Ain't No Tellin'. And some of the players on that, major players in the music world, like my saxophone player, Woodard, he played for 7 years with Ray Charles. So I'm going to try and recoup those guys and get them on this next project as well.
All right. You have a song that you've done called The Power of Your Love. Can you
yes.
please introduce that song?
Oh, I sure can. That song it originally was supposed to be a gospel tune. My producer at the time brought it to me and he said, "Well, you know, we want to do this and we want to do it as a gospel." I said, "Well, I don't do gospel right now. You know, I have done, but I said, well, why don't I try and make it say like a nice, very strong folk song?" And so the original title was going to be "That's the Power of God." And so I said, "That's a great tune." And so I wrote the lyrics for that. And since we decided to go ahead and do a second tune, I said, "Well, let's see. Let's name it. That's the Power of Your Love." So, and that's sorry. We're in the studio, cut it as a secular song, and there it is.
Well, we're going to play that song. Everybody that's out there listening, that's tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. I want you to check out The Power of Your Love by Vail Omar.
Baby, you're always on my mind, and nothing else seems to matter to me. No matter if I try, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than under the power of your love. Though I might not have had a thing to eat, the love we share makes me feel so complete. A feeling so true and so for real, it's the power of your love. Oh yeah. And baby, I love the way it makes me feel like I can do no wrong, and I'm the king of your hill. possess the power of your love. You're my beautiful flower, and I love your style. Your sweet and tender kisses, girl, they just drive me wild. And oh, I know, there's got to be the power of your love. Oh, baby, you never have to worry. You never had to fear. The love we share is forever and forever, my dear. And as long as we keep holding on to each other, we'll never have a problem that we can't bear. And oh, yeah, our love is real, and this is true. And I'll never, 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 never stop loving you. And as long as we keep our trust in each other, we'll see it through. 'Cause I believe in the power of your love. Oh, let me say it again. You never have to worry, and never, never fear. The love we share is forever, my dear. Let's just keep holding on to each other, and we'll never have a problem greater than we can bear. Oh, 'cause I believe in the power of your love. The power.
That was absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
I just loved it.
Thank you very much.
I really, really appreciate you being able to share that with us.
Hey, my
and
pleasure.
For the next question that I have for you, it would be, what would you tell someone trying to become an entertainer today?
Well, whether it's in the music industry or the television film industry, I would say be prepared for a long haul of a lot of rejections. But over all of that, be very persistent, be very strong, and know exactly that is what you want. Because when all else seems to fail, the only thing that's going to keep you going is your desire and your want to be and your love for what you want to do. Just be prepared.
Answer. And I also would like to ask you, Bill, if it's okay, if I call you Bill, how do you feel about, thank you, how do you feel about today's industry? For example, the way things were when you first began and the way things have changed in the music industry to date?
Well, you know, I really would like for it to be more like it used to be as far as giving artists the actual opportunity to be heard. Now, you know, especially out here in California where we are, you know, it is not as the opportunities are not that great. And, you know, as far as the music today, I don't know. You know, I really would like to hear more of people doing what feel, and I got a feeling that they're singing more from the commercial standpoint and someone else is writing the music for them, and it's more like an assembly line. I want it to be like it was, where you were singing what you felt, and you felt what you're singing. That's what I would like to see.
That is absolutely marvelous. I mean, I can really relate to that a whole lot. And we do have another question for you. I have someone texting me now, well, Facebooking me, asking me, where are you currently performing at?
Well, I'm currently performing in New York, coming in April. Until then, I'm not doing anything locally here, and so most of what I'm doing now is promoting my music and writing with what my next project is going to be.
Okay, and I have another question for one of our listeners. They would like to know, have you did all your own production?
I've done a couple of my own productions. The last two productions that I've done, one is called The Greatest Song I Ever Sang, was produced by Mr. Carl Marshall, and CDS Records was the record company that produced it. And the last project I did is Double Beat Records. That's under the direction of Mr. George Cook. No relation to Sam, of course, but those are the last two, and they were under other people's direction. My first two were under my own production.
All right. And so would that also include you're doing your own writing as well?
I do most of my own writing, except for The Greatest Song I Ever Sang. I didn't write any of the tunes on that. Most of those were written by Mr. Carl Marshall.
Okay.
And on Ain't No Tellin', this is where I did most of the writing on it, even though I had to rewrite most of it because, you know, I had to make it how I perform and how I sing. I had to do a lot of the rewriting of the lyrics.
Okay. Well, for our audience, we're going to play Ain't No Tellin' by Vail Omar. Here we go.
Call me over a lot of money too.
You are tuned in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have Mr. Vail Omar online. Mr. Omar, it ain't no telling. That was an absolutely fantastic song.
Man, hey, you did some
great writing on that. I want to, before we go into any questions, we have a caller from the 916 area code. I'm going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? We have Mr. Vail Omar on.
Yes, Mr. Omar, that was, man, I love that song. And that harmonica player, he was really getting it in, you know?
Hey, thank you. And who might I be singing to?
My name is Sonny Blue Bland. I'm a blues singer, and I've been, I love what you do, man.
My pleasure talking to you, Mr. Sonny Blue Bland. Thank you.
Yes, that was a jamming song, man. And what was the title of that? I missed the title of it.
Ain't No Telling.
Man, that's a jam. Man, and I just want to, let you know that we're supporting you and keep up the good work.
Hey, I appreciate that very much, and I'm feeling that you are an artist as well. And I love supporting all the artists out there because we need to support each other. And I appreciate any support, and I love giving support.
All right, my brother. Well, I'm gonna stay tuned. Stay tuned and listen to the rest of the show. Have a good show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. So, Mr. Vail Omar, would you like to give your Facebook information and website where you can be found, where people can buy your music?
Oh, sure. My music is available on Amazon.com, iTunes, CD Baby, pretty much anywhere. Type my name in Google, and it will come up in all of the places that get my music. My website is VailOmarSings.com. That is Omar with two R's. And so, you can find out pretty much and go anywhere from that website that you'll find me anywhere from that website, also on the internet.
And can you repeat your website one more time for the audience?
Yes, that's Vail, V-E-L, Omar, O-M-A-R-R. Sings, S-I-N-G-S, .com, VailOmarSings.com.
Okay, and so your music is available for anybody that was interested in purchasing anything?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Anywhere they want to go.
Is there anything that you would like to add that we may have not touched bases on today for our listeners?
One thing is very important to me, and that is the fans and the many friends that I have out there who are supporting my music. I know some are so supportive, it is really heart touching, because I just want to thank you, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing, keep listening to the music, because a lot of the independent artists and the artists who are with record companies, we definitely need your support, and your support is very valuable to us, and we appreciate you very much.
All right, and so would you like to do any shout-outs to anybody other than thank you to your fans?
Hey, let's see. I'd like to do a shout-out first to my wife, Jeanette. She's one of my biggest and first supporters. Then I have my beautiful cousin in, I think she's in Waukegan, Illinois, out there in Chicagoland, Sylvania Shula. And then there's Miss Catherine McMullen. And, I really don't want to leave anybody out, but I'm going to say all of you who are constantly in touch with me and you know who you are, I thank you very much. And I will be sending you a personal note, to let you know how much I appreciate your support.
Okay. Well, that was very beautiful and very thoughtful of you, and especially the shout out to your wife. It's good to hear, that when you have families that come together in support of each other, and it always starts from the head of the house. So I'm sure that going right on down the line. Now, you also did a song called How Can I Make You Mine. Can you please tell the listeners a little bit about that song?
Oh, I sure can. That is one of my own productions. I was working at the time with one of the best bands that I had come across, called the Pizzazz Band. And we were mainly doing a lot of OD tunes and got into doing some of my own original material. So once we started doing the original material, I came up with some songs. We put our heads together, put some of our monies together, and went in the studio and came out with the CD, How Can I Make You Mine? And so it's
right.
A beautiful love song, you know, and it kind of tests my writing ability, because at the time I wasn't doing a lot of writing, but I wanted to write more. And so I'm very proud of what we came up with, me and the Pizzazz Band.
All right. Well, for our listeners, we're going to play How Can I Make You Mine by Zale Omar.
Walking down the street one day, feeling lost and all alone, feeling like I'd never ever have someone to call my own. Saw you sitting in the restaurant, and I knew I had received a sign. And all of a sudden the gray skies parted and the sun began to shine. Hair so dark and lovely, your skin so soft and tan. I knew I had to make you my woman. I had to be your man. Exotically beautiful woman, I've loved you forever, darling. At least that's the way it seems. How can I make you love me? How can I make you mine? Tell me, beautiful lady, how can I make you mine? Scent of sweet magnolia, flower in your hair, takes me to where we fell in love. Girl, you send me there. You're my inspiration. At last my dream come true, and in my own creation I found myself in you. I make you mine. Tell me, beautiful lady, how can I make you mine? I found myself in you. me beautiful lady. How can I make you mine? 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 How can I make you
All right, you heard it right here on Faces of Success Radio.com. That was Mr. Vail Omar with us this evening. Mr. Omar, I really want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio.com. Also,
it's
I'd like
pleasure.
You to know that this interview will be available on podcast for download. And for any of your listeners or friends or family that actually missed the show, they will be able to go to the website and hear the show live. So,
yeah, that's great.
And
that's great.
Again, I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. And if you got any new projects that's coming out, please don't hesitate to let us know.
I sure will. And thank you very much, Ms. Diamond, for having me on the great show. I look forward to listening to many of your other shows, too, because I believe this is what we need today, you know, all the artists. We need great people like you and the other radio hosts and personalities to do what you're doing. And thank you a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And before you go, one more time, could you please give your website address for the listeners?
Yes, that's VailOmarSings.com. VailOmarSings.
All right. You heard it right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We're going to go ahead and go out with one of your songs that we've already played because we got a request to hear it again, The Power of Your Love. You have a very, very good evening, Mr. Omar.
Okay, you too. All right. Have a great show. Thank you.
Baby, you're always on my mind, and nothing else seems to matter to me, no matter if I try. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than under the power of your love. Though I might not have had a thing to eat, the love we share makes me feel so complete. A feeling so true and so for real. It's the power of your love. Oh yeah.
You never had to worry. You never had to fear. The love we share is forever and forever, my dear. And as long as we keep holding on to each other, we'll never have a problem that we can't bear. Oh, yeah. Our love is real, and this is true. And I'll never, 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 never stop loving you. And as long as we keep our trust in each other, we'll see it through. 'Cause I believe in the power of your love. Oh, let me say it again. You never have to worry, and never, never fear. The love we share is forever, my dear. Let's just keep holding on to each other, and we'll never have a problem greater than we can bear. Oh, 'cause I believe in the power of your love. The power of your love. I believe in the power.
Girl, you've been gone away for real long. Oh, I went out of my mind. You ain't gone. Oh, I miss your love. When you left, baby, you did. Oh, baby, come here. Let me confess you. Oh, oh, baby, you let us all tell me what you miss. Come here, sugar, and get to this. Oh, baby, I want you here. I want you to do something.
It's making